Some people feel that Bible prophecy is just about setting dates of the time of the end, the return of Jesus Christ, figures such as the Antichrist or the beast or the false prophet. Well, those things are involved in Bible prophecy. But Bible prophecy also puts us in contact with the most important knowledge that we can have, the purpose for our lives, and the true gospel. You're listening to Longitude. It's Thursday, June 30th. I'm Darris McNeely. This publication, World News and Prophecy, and World News and Prophecy Online, is all about Bible prophecy and how today's world news puts this world on a path to a rendezvous with God. In light of a high interest in prophecy and the fact that some misunderstand why the Bible contains a great deal on the subject of prophecy, it may be time for us to look at some basic purposes of this most important subject. I'd like you to keep in mind that Bible prophecy is not only news in advance, but also a key way by which God deals with humans in his quest to bring many sons to glory. Bible prophecy shows us the grand purpose of our lives, and it motivates us to righteous conduct as we move toward that goal. First of all, prophecy tells us that there is a God. By directing the course of events, that is, by telling us in advance what will happen and then following through to make it so, God proves his sovereignty over this world and its events. Fulfilled prophecy is also a proof that the Bible is his revealed word to mankind. By foretelling what will happen in the course of nations, God proves that he is the creator and that he is God. I have a good friend who grew up in an atheist home. His Bible, if you want to look at it that way, in his home, was the communist publication Pravda. My friend was taught that there was no God, yet he was a keen student of history, and when he began to read the Bible and see that it had something to say about history and the nations, he saw that many events God foretold did come to pass. This helped him to see that the Bible revealed a creator who controlled human destiny. He came to know that God, and the way he did so was in part through prophecy. A second reason for prophecy is to understand God's covenant with the faithful, to bless them while they live as he said to live. God lays down specific expectations in the Bible for human behavior. It's revealed and clearly explained there. Expectations are spelled out explaining the consequences for obedience and the consequences for disobedience. In Leviticus chapter 26, we have an explanation that shows this principle in detailed outline. God shows the rich blessings that come from obedience to his teachings and laws. Obey me, he says, and, quote, I will give you the rain in its season, the land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. If and when man chooses disobedience, then God also said in that chapter what that consequence would be. He said that it would be terror, wasting disease, and fever, which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. You see, God is showing that choices have consequences, and God makes it very clear which way man should choose. God shows in advance prophecies, or he prophesies in advance, the consequences of our behavior. Finally, a third reason is that prophecy also shows God will restore the faithful upon repentance. It is not his desire that man would suffer. At the end of a chapter of pleading with Israel to return to obedience, God says this, and it's from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18. He says, Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, so that iniquity will not be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? Now that's pretty plain speaking. In this, God is showing that prophecy is nothing more than urgent teaching meant to both teach the correct way of living, showing the benefits of living God's way and correct behavior leading to suffering and sorrow. It is the loving response of a God who cares about the creation of his hands. It's God's way of shaping and molding the lump of clay into his image, the family of God. Prophecy, when properly understood, used and properly used, tells the truths of God that are at the heart of the gospel message. The world of man's creation is racing headlong toward a time of distress and trouble. It is a frightening thing to look at what lies ahead. The articles that we write each month in our publication, World News and Prophecy, and in our sister publication, The Good News, are meant to help you to understand the real meaning behind the daily headlines. We aim to help you understand their true significance in light of Bible prophecy. but look carefully at all that we say. We also point you to the hope, the only hope any of us really have, that God will intervene in history and bring a time of true and lasting peace to all peoples. The Apostle Peter sums it up very carefully in his book, in 2 Peter chapter 3. He says, and he asks, in light of the tragedy of end time events, he says, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? Therein lies an answer to our question, why prophecy? It is to motivate us to good works. May it be so for all of us. We have a publication that I'd like for you to begin to read. It's available online. You can also ask for and request a copy of this, a hard copy to be mailed to you, but it may be easier for you to begin reading it online. It is a full-color brochure entitled You Can Understand Bible Prophecy. This booklet, this brochure, will take you through some of the fundamentals of Bible prophecy, talking about the role of Jesus Christ the Messiah, talking about the kingdom of God on this earth, and God's primary objective, which I've touched on in this podcast, which is man's redemption and salvation. He also talks about, or we do in this publication, principles about understanding Bible prophecy, such as the duality, cause and effect in Bible prophecy. And we put prophecy in a greater context, not just of the Bible, but of history and of today's world. And, of course, the most important message of all is showing you the destiny of mankind. I think you'll find this to be a very important booklet to help you walk through the pages of your Bible and understand Bible prophecy in a balanced and responsible way, which is the approach that we have in all of our publications, and especially here on World News and Prophecy Online. That's all for this podcast today. You're listening to Longitude. We appreciate your time. Thanks for listening. I'm Darris McNeely. This publication is all about Bible prophecy and how today's world news puts this world on the path to a rendezvous with God.